Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
You know what?
Right.
Jesus didn't do the wrongs that he was persecuted for and executed for. Trump did.
But people aren't going on the New York Stock Exchange now because of what's happening in New York, because they don't want to be attacked by a thug like this horrible attorney general that we have.
Border security is a big piece of national security. And if we don't know who is coming into our country and we don't know what their intent is, that is a threat.
Only 221 more days left till you get to vote.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
From coast to coast. From border to border. From sea to shining sea. Sean Hannity is on.
Hey, it's the Sean Hannity Show. Mark Simone here for Sean Hannity. Normally, I'm on our big flagship here in New York, right down there, sixth floor, WOR. But we've got a great guest. Let me see who it is. Oh, it actually is a great guest. How about that? Peter Schweitzer, best-selling author. President of the Government Accountability Institute. You know, he also does the Drill Down podcast, where he, and in fact, he talks about his new book there. It's a New York Times number one bestseller, Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans. And he's with us right now. Peter Schweitzer, how you doing?
I'm great, my friend. Mark, how are you?
Very good. Number one bestseller, New York Times. That must be killing them to have to put that down there.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, it's kind of like elections. You have to win by a wide margin.
Yeah.
Close, they're gonna figure out a way to fudge it.
Yeah, they do tamper with that list a little. So, what is the real deal with China? I mean, what are they really up to? They want to just dominate us economically? Do they want to take us over? Do they what is it they really want in the end?
They want to see the United States fragment and disintegrate. They don't want to have a shooting war with us. The strategy, Mark, is called disintegration warfare, and they're doing it right now. And it includes lots of things. It includes fentanyl, which is the leading cause of death of people under the age of 45. It's really a Chinese operation, much more than it is a Mexican drug cartel operation. It's also sowing violence in America's streets. China, since 2018, we got leaked documents from the Department of Homeland Security. Since 2018, China's been smuggling these devices called Glock switches and giving them to criminal gangs. guns and drug dealers. This switch turns an ordinary Glock handgun into a machine gun, highly illegal, but China is doing that. And so we've seen the return of widespread gunfire on America's streets. But it also includes sowing a social and racial division in America, Mark. Probably the most surprising thing I found is that two of the biggest funders of the trans movement in America are actually billionaires in China that have given tens of millions of dollars to this cause. And the troubling part, Mark, is not only that they're doing it, but they're not advocating for these positions in China itself. So this is part of a strategy to really seek to tear America apart. And at some levels, it's working very, very well.
Mm. You know, we always feared Russia, especially their military, but we've seen in Ukraine their military is unsophisticated, bumbling, and they may be brutal in Russia, but it's really the Chinese are the master chess players, aren't they? Like a 100-year strategy, something like that?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right, Mark. I mean, look, the Soviet approach was a blunt force object, you know? They would come up and smack you on side of the head. China's approach is far more sophisticated, far more subtle, and I also think far more effective. And I kind of lay out the book in that way. So, you know, you have a section on the book on fentanyl, how they control every chain of the fentanyl crisis in America. And that section title is based on a Chinese strategy, which is called murder with a borrowed knife. In other words, if you're going to really do damage to somebody, do it in such a way as to where it appears to be somebody else's weapon doing it. And that's what they're doing. They, you know, our focus tends to be on the Mexican drug cartels. When it's China that controls the precursors, they control the actual production of fentanyl in China itself, sorry, in Mexico itself. There are 2,000 Chinese nationals in a town in northern Mexico creating this stuff. They control the money laundering. But our focus is on the drug cartels, who are actually the junior partners. Another one of their strategies, the strategy of sowing racial division in the United States, they're involved with these, you know, very violent extreme left-wing groups in America that are, you know, causing these protests. That section is titled after another Chinese strategy, which is watch the fire burn from across the river. In other words, maybe you start the fire, maybe you fan the flames of the fire, but you say, well, that fire is burning across the river. We weren't involved in it. So you are quite right. It is very different than what we saw with the Soviet Union, and our political leadership class in Washington is completely outclassed because they do not understand what's going on.
Wow. The reason they give so much money to the Bidens, they just love them, right? They're just kind of useful idiots for them.
Yeah. It's really part of the strategy called elite capture. And I tell you, it's not just that they give them money and they kind of hope and, you know, pray that Joe Biden's going to go soft on them. There are very real entanglements that make it hard for Joe Biden to talk about these issues. So, for example, fentanyl, you know, I keep talking about fentanyl, but it's this, you know, it's killing 100,000 Americans a year. Most people taking it don't even know they're taking fentanyl. They think they're taking an Adderall or a Vicodin. So it's really a poisoning. It's not like heroin or cocaine where people, you know, overdose on a drug that they're addicted to. So this is a massive problem. And Joe Biden has repeatedly said no finger pointing against China. He will not call them out on it. He will not hold them responsible for it. Well, I think one of the reasons is related to money, because you see in 2017, Mark, the Bidens got a $5 million interest-free forgivable loan from a Chinese businessman. Everybody acknowledges that. The bank records prove it. The Bidens don't deny it. They never repaid that loan. Here's the curious part. That $5 million came from a Chinese businessman who was partners with a Chinese criminal gang leader who goes by the name White Wolf. And White Wolf is the gang leader and his gang who set up the Sinaloa cartel and the fentanyl trade and made them the kings of fentanyl. Everybody in Mexico acknowledges that. So the question is, does Joe Biden really want to have a conversation about Chinese involvement with the fentanyl trade when there is quite literally one degree of separation between his family's money and the fentanyl trade itself. I don't think he wants to have that conversation. And these are the kinds of entanglements that the Chinese absolutely want. It's costing American lives, and that's why I titled the book Blood Money.
Yeah, but as you can hear, a fascinating book, Blood Money. It's the new number one bestseller, Peter Schweizer. Make sure you get the book. Hey, the fact that we have all of our manufacturing in China, we're dependent on them to make everything from our medicine to our iPhone, that is not a good idea, is it?
It's not. And you're quite right, Mark. And this is also intentional by China, by the way. They want to gain leverage over us because it gives them the ability to squeeze us. So I've got a section in the book that looks at the whole crisis with COVID. And that section of the book is titled Loot a Burning House. And this is the Chinese strategy that when you've got your enemy, which is how they view the United States, in trouble, go for maximum advantage and really do the damage. So loot the burning house. So what do we know now? We know that the Chinese knew in early November of 2019 that they had a virus that was very dangerous and that virus was transferable from person to person. But they waited, Mark, 3 months to tell the rest of the world. It wasn't until the end of January 2020 that we found out about it. What did they do during those 3 months? They cornered the market on PPE medical supplies, you know, the K95 masks, yeah. First responders used. And that was intentional because they now knew they had leverage over the United States that if we were too critical or if we did something they didn't like, they could cut us off. And that applies to a whole host of things like medicine, penicillin, basic sorts of supplies. And, you know, the Trump administration talked, Mark, about dealing with that and was starting to make progress. But that progress has basically been lost by the Biden administration, whose policy is making us more dependent on China. All the EV batteries, all the solar panels, the vast majority of those technologies, windmills, all of that comes from China. So we're making ourselves more dependent on China, not less dependent on China. And history shows they use that to leverage us and damage us when they feel it's necessary.
Hmm. And we're talking Peter Schweizer. The book is Blood Money. What is the real idea of TikTok? To collect data or to spread propaganda?
Great question. It is to do both. But I think there is not a full appreciation, especially of, you know, critics of this bill. And I understand the concerns that people have of this TikTok bill. But here's what we have to understand. It's not just that ByteDance, which is the parent company that owns TikTok, is a Chinese company. That would be worrisome enough because they have to respond to what the government tells them. ByteDance is joined at the hip with the Chinese state. So what do I mean by that? Well, the TikTok algorithm that feeds videos to people, and that is so powerful, gathers so much information on us. It's not just a ByteDance company secret. In 2019, the Chinese government declared it a state secret. That's how much they value this. And ByteDance, the company that controls TikTok, does joint research with the Chinese Ministry of State Security on, among other things, how to manipulate people online. So this is not even a conventional Chinese company to be worried about. This is part of the Chinese propaganda spying apparatus. And one of the things I do in Blood Money is really quote extensively from Chinese officials. We got access to some restricted military journals. They're not classified, but they're restricted. And they lay out exactly how they are already using TikTok to manipulate young people in America. And when you read these extensive quotes, it's pretty shocking because it's very clear that they're doing it, it's working, and they believe, as one military official, I quote, saying, this is the ultimate Trojan horse that they have to manipulate young people in America. It's part of cognitive warfare. So TikTok is a major threat. It is a vehicle for propaganda. It's subtle propaganda that's very, very hard to detect unless you're aware of it. And that's why it is so effective.
Hey, China, all these tactics we're talking about, are they just using it on us or on other countries as well?
A great question, Mark. They do use it in other countries. Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, certainly in Europe. But for them, the country that they most want to take down is, of course, the United States, because their strategy of disintegration warfare, which is to defeat their enemy without actually fighting them, is purposely designed for the United States. And they view the United States has some unique areas that they can exploit. One of those is racial division. You know, there are certainly, you know, issues in our country, and there have been, you know, disputes over policy, and certainly in 2020 with the riots, but they are fanning the flames there in a way that would be harder for them to do in Europe. So they fund these left-wing groups and support these left-wing groups that are leading a lot of the violent protests. They led the protests in 2020 with BLM, and they're now leading the protests, the pro-Hamas protests. A lot of people characterize those protests as Palestinian protests. If you look at the actual organizers, they're pro-CCP Chinese organizations that work very closely with the Chinese government and have pledged their loyalty to them.
Wow.
The other thing they're doing, though, Mark, is they have these massive operations involving more than a thousand military personnel in China, each of which controls more than 1,000 social media accounts where they're posing as Americans. And half of these social media accounts say that we're a hopelessly racist, bigoted society. The other half of the accounts say, I only like white people. They're purposely trying to provoke greater racial tensions in America, and they view this as something that they can uniquely do to the United States.
Wow. Peter Schweitzer, I'd like to thank you for scaring the hell out of us. This is frightening. But it's a number, you're going to hear why it's a number one best-selling book. You should get the book, Blood Money, Peter Schweitzer's new bestseller, Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans. Hey, thanks for being with us. Great stuff. And everybody get the book. It's Mark Simone here for Sean Hannity. We'll take some calls. 1-800-941-SEAN is the number. And make sure you check out Hannity.com and watch Hannity Tonight, Fox News Channel. Back in a moment on the Sean Hannity Show. Hey, welcome back. It's the Sean Hannity Show. So we're kind of stuck here. We can't even get out of the building. Joe Biden doing a huge fundraiser. This is a big deal. This is one of the biggest fundraisers I've ever seen. It's Radio City Music Hall, 6,000 seats. Now, Biden can't talk for 2 hours, so they're going to have Bill Clinton and Barack Obama sit on stage with him, and Stephen Colbert will be the moderator. He's not even going to try to pretend to be objective anymore. He's actually working now for the Biden campaign, hosting this big fundraiser. They'll take in $25 million. Now, as you watch CNN and MSNBC and all the left-wing media, they're going to try to make it look like Trump is now finished. Trump is finished. Why? They made $25 million in one night. They're going to tell you that Biden so far is up to like $100 million, and Trump is only at $23 million. You know, it doesn't matter. Let me just remind you. The first primary, Jeb Bush had raised like $1 billion. Trump had $1.50 and beat him without a sweat. Hillary Clinton had something like $1.2 billion in her presidential campaign. Trump, it was like $150 million. No problem. It's not about money. It's not 1986 anymore. It's not about buying TV commercials on Barnaby Jones. It's not going to help you. It doesn't mean anything anymore. Trump is just fine. Yeah, Biden, you could give him the lottery ticket, the $1 billion. Still not going to get any place. But it's a big event tonight. You're going to be hearing about it. Well, we'll talk more about it in a moment, and we'll take some calls. It's Mark Simone here for Sean Hannity, and glad you're listening to The Sean Hannity Show.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, visit HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com, That's HannityGold.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice, and right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Don't let this chaotic world get in the way of your goals. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
You're on the Sean Hannity Show, a place where free speech and the First Amendment are still alive and well. Get your dose of independence and liberty every weekday right here with Sean.
Hey, thanks, Scott Shannon. It's Mark Simone here for Sean Hannity. He's been following this Sam Bankman-Fried. Have you been watching this? He got sentenced to 25 years. Have you ever seen a dumber looking guy than this guy? He is the stupidest looking guy. How the heck did this guy make $8 billion? You know, Bernie Madoff, I could see, looked like some kind of real business executive, some sort of financial top guy. This Sam Bankman-Fried, if he wanted a change of a quarter, I would run away from this guy. I mean, if you were a TV show and you said, they called the casting people, we need a guy to play a really stupid neighbor. He has to look really dumb. They would send this guy over.
Are you saying he wouldn't make the cut in The Apprentice?
No, he would definitely be put in because he's so dumb looking. That's what they look for in The Apprentice. Somebody's like, it's an unbelievable character.
Well, he did manage to make $8 billion.
That's the question. How did this guy make $8 billion? Doesn't this infuriate you? The dumbest. See, it just goes to show you, if you apply yourself, if you really try, you can do stuff no matter what you look like or act like. It's. I'll tell you one thing about it, because I know a lot of these guys, these billionaires, zillionaires, Donald Trump among them, these guys work hard. You know, every time we think about what we're going to do, they've already done it. They've already, they don't think, they do, they do. They take action. They're always out there. They love to go to work. They don't even, you know, they get upset when it's Friday. If you say, oh, it's the weekend, they're mad. They want to work. They actually say, thank God it's Monday. They can't wait to go back to work. So, hey, the bridge collapsed. This is a horrible, horrible tragedy, this whole thing. And now the problem is getting this thing fixed. This is one of the biggest ports in America. It's one of the most important ports. If you look on the map, it's right in the middle of the Atlantic coastline. It services half of America. That's the reason this is such an important port. From this port, like 36% of America is within a one-day drive. So that's why a lot of stuff comes there. And it's like something like $80 billion worth of cargo comes through there. Here's the thing. Pete Buttigieg has actually been helpful here. The way he helped was he screwed up so badly in that supply chain mess. Remember 2 years ago? It took him so long, and he was such a bungler. The supply chain was clogged for a year and a half. So what happened is it forced a lot of these shipping companies to develop lots of backup plans, alternate routes, other routes, all kinds of alternatives, which they put in place. So because of that, we're actually not going to be too bad on this, as bad as we could be. Because of the bungling of Pete Buttigieg, they developed all sorts of alternative backup stuff. Now they got to fix the bridge. Joe Biden made this big pronouncement. We will pay for it. The federal government will pay for it. Sounded impressive, didn't it? Well, he knew probably what I know, that nobody's paying for it. The insurance company's paying for it. It's insured. It's Lloyd's of London. They estimate it'll be a couple of billion dollars, but Lloyd's of London has to pay the cost. So Biden is just claiming he'll pay for it as an excuse to get more money, infrastructure, more money, which he'll spend on who knows what. It's going to be, actually, they believe it could be the biggest marine insurance payout ever in history. And when can they fix it? Well, I don't know. If you brought in a private company, you might get it fixed in a year. But the government's going to do it. That could take years. The Army Corps of Engineers said they can't even begin to estimate how long to fix this until they get underwater and start pulling apart the wreckage and all of that. Hey, we'll take some calls. Let's go to Mark in Kansas. Mark, welcome to the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know I'm a first-time caller. But
yeah, I can tell. I can tell. You don't sound like an old pro, but you sound like a nice guy.
Well, I'm 64 years old, and I'm in Kansas. And Rush Limbaugh was my favorite since the 80s, and then Sean Hannity became my next.
Very good. Very good. You ever listen to me?
What? I am just so...
I guess that's a no.
I'm so disappointed.
Yeah.
whole complete... process of the Democrats and everything going on. Anybody has to be completely, I want to try to hold my language, but anybody has to be completely stupid to vote for a Democrat right now.
I know it's tough to figure out why this happens. It's a lot of it is the, if you watch the network news, the crazy New York Times, you actually think they're okay. You don't really know what's going on. But Mark, thanks for calling from Kansas. That's the real problem. As long as you don't have any actual working media, it's hard to run a democracy. It's really, really, really tough. Have you ever watched MSNBC? Put it on for an hour. Watch that Morning Joe for an hour. You won't believe the things they say on there. It's just out and out distorted, weird propaganda. I'm watching 2 days ago. He just out and out lies. He said the toughest border bill ever, and the Republicans voted it down. There was nothing in that bill that would have done anything about the border. It was a complete disaster of a bill, but they keep pushing this. And I know you get mad at your Democratic friends. Why could they? How could they think this? They watch this stuff. They're brainwashed by this stuff. They actually believe it. Let's go to Mark in Missouri. Mark, welcome to the Sean Hannity Show.
Thank you very much, Mark. The Republicans could pass any bill, though, even their H.R. 2, and that got through. But Biden would just ignore it. He ignores the Supreme Court and student loans and everything else. So I don't even think that would matter. But my question, where are the Republicans? I mean, if we had an army invading this country right now and they killed 100,000 a year, would they just be walking around or be on a two-week vacation now? This is an emergency. Our country is being brought down right now, right before our eyes. We're being destroyed. And like your two great guests, your two great interviews with Debbie Lesko and Peter Schweizer, Joe Biden is cooperating with China to do that, and he's leading the invasion into our country. I mean, he should be impeached for this right now. And the Democrats couldn't care less about Lincoln Riley being killed or the many others who have been killed and raped just this week in the news, or the in New York City, you know, giving us the finger, these guys there, and let go. And they don't care about that. They don't care about the collateral damage. They're part of this who wants to take over the country. Like you said, they're going to change the census, turn all these states blue, and then God knows what, turn us into a police state and everything else. But the Republicans, I don't think they get what we're up against in these Democrats. This isn't the old Democrat Party. Even it's just they're evil. I mean, they're Marxist, and they're bringing us down right now. Republicans should be, they have the bully pulpit. They should be on the floor every day if they can't do it legislatively. And tell us what these Democrats are doing to our country. This is an emergency. We're being destroyed right now.
I know. Hey, Mark, thanks for calling. Great call. It's all, you know, they always say it's the most important election ever. Hey, this time it actually is November. You just got to hope. And well, you got to assume Trump wins easily. If the election were today in all the real polls, not those stupid public polls, the real ones, Trump wins easily. You got to just figure in November, a lot of the independents, a lot of the, what they used to call that silent majority is just going to come out. They've had enough of total chaos in the border, total chaos in their cities. Can you imagine shoplifting is legal? Think about this. Shoplifting is illegal. Look at this squatter stuff. It's okay to squat and steal your house. People are going to have enough of this by November. And just change course. Hopefully, election's 220 days away. If it were, that's a long time. Anything can happen. But if it were today, Trump wins easily. Can you imagine? You're an MSNBC viewer. They're all furious about Trump and his overvalued his assets, his apartment, overvalued his. He had it at $200 million in the valuation. There's like 15 apartments that sold for more than that in the same neighborhood. And his is the most important, actually the most best known, most famous apartment in America. It's easily worth $200 million. Now, they're all upset about that. But they don't even notice that Hunter Biden is overvaluing his paintings. He's selling paintings for $100,000, $1 million, these junk paintings. Talk about overvaluing an asset in a business transaction. That doesn't even bother them. They don't even notice that. Anyway, let's go to Eddie in New Jersey. Eddie, how you doing?
Hey, Mark, how are you doing?
Good.
First-time caller. I just want to comment about the cop that was slain and how they're going to politicize it. I mean, it's sad because the family asked Trump to be there, and they're never going to mention that in the news. Maybe Fox might mention it, Newsmax, but as far as CNN and the bozo MSNBC, they're never going to mention anything.
Yeah, that's a good point. Thanks for calling, Eddie. That's the idea. They're going to, all day tomorrow, tonight, you're going to hear him say, Trump politicized the wake of this fallen hero, the cop who was shot by this career criminal who was let out by the Democrats. He should have been in jail. They just let all the criminals out. Trump will be accused of politicizing this, and he is politicizing it for good reason. The family has asked him to politicize it. The family does want some good to come from this tragedy, and if this is politicized enough, hopefully it'll wake up America. You can't have these crazy district attorneys letting everybody out of jail. This is these two guys in the car, both career criminals with dozens and dozens of priors. The guy that did the shooting just arrested recently on a gun charge, and they let him out again. And there he is with this gun, kills this heroic cop. Trump attends the wake today. He's at the wake. Biden is with a bunch of 1% hedge fund billionaires in an apartment in New York. Collecting money while Trump is at the wake. And yeah, we will politicize this death of this hero. Hopefully bring attention to this whole thing. Hey, we'll take some more calls in a moment. Do me a favor. Don't say first-time caller. I get nervous when you say first-time caller. If you got on the plane and the pilot came out and said, hey, it's my first time flying the plane, just say, yeah, I'm an experienced caller. Don't worry, I know what I'm doing. Anyway, we'll take some more calls in a moment. 1-800-941-SHAWN is the number. Hey, you can follow me on Instagram, Mark Simone NYC at Instagram. You can follow me on Facebook. That's slight censorship. Twitter, it's total. I'm shadow banned there. But Instagram, everything's good. Mark Simone NYC at Instagram. Hey, also, make sure you go to Hannity.com. Coming up, more on The Sean Hannity Show. Hey, welcome back. It's The Sean Hannity Show. Mark Simone here for Sean Hannity. Quite a day. Donald Trump at the wake. He's going to be in Manhattan for a while because this... actually, he'll leave for a while, but April 15th, the trial begins here. This trial for paying hush money to Stormy Daniels, and they're estimating it'll take 8 weeks. That means he has to be in New York City for 8 weeks. Now, he's planning to do some rallies while he's here. He's got a big, big chance at being one of the first Republicans in a long time to take New York State. It's very possible. A lot of New York very upset about the chaos, the crime, the migrants. He'll start doing those rallies. I bet, watch, they'll wrap up the trial real fast just to get him out of New York. They won't want those rallies. He's being tried for paying hush money as if this is a crime. This is not a crime. It's done all the time. We're in a big skyscraper right now in Manhattan. Right now, I guarantee in this building, somebody is paying hush money. This is what corporations do all the time. They're called non-disclosure agreements. It's common business practice. Non-disclosure agreement, you agree, sign a document saying you won't talk about this, you won't say anything, and here's a check for $100,000. I'm looking out the window at another skyscraper. There's probably six people in there right now signing an NDA. It's not a crime to pay hush money. They're claiming, he mislabeled it. Where? In his own file? You can write whatever you want on your own file. You can call it whatever you want. This will never hold up in any appellate court, no matter what they, you could find a Trump-hating judge and a Trump-hating jury. It'll be tossed out in any appellate court. They tried to claim it was campaign finance, but that won't work because that's only a federal crime. And the federal government looked at this and said, no crime here, and they dropped the case. So they can't do campaign finance. I don't know what they're going to try to twist this into. Now, the real reason for this, involves a porn star, a stripper, whatever she is. So they're going to try to make this into some sordid, awful... So they just create these myths. You know, you look at the pictures of the boxes at Mar-a-Lago, 50 boxes, 100 boxes, boxes in the bathroom, boxes on the stage. Yeah, all those pictures of boxes. Has anybody pointed out to you those boxes do not contain any classified documents? You know, Jack Smith, if that's really his name, after he went through everything, said he only found 102 classified documents. 102 documents. If you put that into folders, it's about an inch, maybe an inch and a half. That would take up an inch and a half of one box. That's it. Those other 200 boxes you see are not classified documents. Does anybody ever point that out to you? No. Did Joe Scarborough ever tell you that? They're not classified documents. All of these trials. Well, in Georgia, he called the election officials and he tried to. Well, that's done all the time. You know, Al Gore did that in 2000. His team was calling every election official in Florida trying to change things. People on the team have admitted to making exactly, word for word, the same exact phone calls. What's the other trial? There's the documents, the election, Stormy Daniels. I'm forgetting one. I don't even remember what it is. Letitia James overvaluing this apartment. All of this will get tossed out on appeal. They may get a conviction, you never know, here in New York before the election, but it'll all get, none of these will stand. And it's a tribute to him. You can be sure they looked at every inch of everything in his life. They couldn't find an actual crime anywhere. This is the most crime-free guy. Nobody has had a more thorough inspection than him, and they can't find anything to go after him on. Well, anyway, we got a lot to get to in the next hour. Mark Simone here for Sean Hannity on the most listened to radio show of all, The Sean Hannity Show.
Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.